Jo, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Firstly, the original artists of this one work we were talking about, the Yaburara people, who are they? What do we know of them?
Okay, well, the Yaburara were the Aboriginal people who lived in the Dampier Archipelago when first white settlers moved into that area. So it's a language group of people living on the coast there. And we know that there was a massacre of those people in 1869. And so basically the people are not still living on the archipelago, obviously, though their descendants still do live in the Karratha and coastal Pilbara areas. But the rock art shows us that the Yaburara were using those islands for thousands of years before white people got there.
Yeah, how old are these pieces of rock art that we're looking at?
Well, across the archipelago there's an estimated million plus motifs. So some of them are really old and some of them are more recent. So we know that people have lived on the Pilbara coast for about 50,000 years. And we've got some evidence from one of the offshore islands of people being in that coastal plain 50,000 years ago. And then as the sea level rose after the last ice age, obviously that coastal plain disappeared and people were pushed inland. And then the islands became as they are now today about 7,000 years ago. So people have used that landscape as a coastal sea country for at least that long.
And evidently we have evidence of foreign parties, foreign even to the colonial sort of ancestors we talk about, having come and graffitied over some of this artwork.
Yeah. I mean, graffiti is an interesting word, isn't it? Because it obviously implies that someone's, either tagging or destroying something that somebody else has put there. I think it's a really interesting case this time because we've got really very, very neat script by a whaler called Jacob Anderson, who was a dark-skinned American, sort of an African-American whaler who was named in the logbook. He's written this inscription on the rock out on Rosemary Island where he's actually written his name and the name of the ship and details of when the ship left the port in America and when it got to Australia. And yes, it is directly over an Aboriginal engraving, so it is in fact, having an impact on it. But it's almost like he's used the lines of this grid. It's an Aboriginal grid that he's gone over the top of, almost like it's a lined page. So it's almost like an example of someone who's used to writing on paper, saying, oh, here's some lines, I can write my name and I can do all this here. And obviously sitting in that landscape, looking out for whales, possibly there were Aboriginal people around, though at the time of the year they were there, there would have been no permanent water on Rosemary, so we don't know that they had any interactions with the Aboriginal people. But certainly this is a visit by someone who'd been at sea for a year. He'd been on a very small boat with 30 other people. He'd obviously come ashore and was sitting there doing his job and surrounded by all this other Aboriginal art. And he probably thought, well, everybody else is creating art here. Maybe I should too.
It's fascinating to me. I mean, obviously we would see other cases like this around the country, but it's fascinating to me. It kind of draws in one Australia's very dark history that we don't like to acknowledge a great deal, the colonial settlement and the subsequent massacre of many of our First Nations peoples, but also it's fascinating the confluence of the history there and the way the rock art itself speaks to our rich, rich history that existed long before white settlers ever sort of showed up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think the interesting thing about rock art is that it often tells a side of the story that other parts of the evidence can't tell. So we didn't have the logbook for the Connecticut. We didn't know it had landed in the Dampier Archipelago. But here we are on a rock. We've got evidence of that. Same with, what people are seeing in the landscape. That's what rock art gives us, an insight into what people are actually viewing around them and what they think is important. So the archaeology can tell you that people have been there for 50,000 years. We've got stone tools and charcoal and fairly, dry forms of evidence that are really important scientifically, but the art actually gives us an idea of what people were seeing and what they thought was important to depict in the landscape. Yeah.
And looking at the current situation for rock art here in Australia, I mean, I guess we can't protect it from mid-19th century whalers, but in terms of protecting it from everybody else right now in the modern age and in terms of researching rock art right now in Australia, what is the situation really like? Are we respecting and coming to understand some of the history depicted in some of this artwork?
Look, it's a huge country, and obviously there are different things happening everywhere, and obviously Australia has different levels of protection for heritage of all sorts. I mean, the Dampier Archipelago is a national heritage listed place, so it's one of the places that's identified as being highly significant to Australia, so it has really high levels of protection under the EPBC Act. Other places around Australia don't have those same high levels, but often they're on, for instance, private property where the landowner really respects that art and looks after it. So I think we have really an extraordinary range of situations of where rock art is found, and obviously it occurs right across Australia. And it really depends on who's managing it and how it's being managed and how those people, you know, perceive the value of it, I guess. Aboriginal people everywhere perceive the value, but it's really how we interact with it and how, you know, those for instance, industries and different forms of impacts that, you know, can occur.
Of course. Well, Joe, like I say, absolutely fascinating. Do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one this morning.
Pleasure. Very nice to talk to you.